lately observing a show on Old Italian called Signor Del Toro. The Signor was one of the Duchess's train and helped to conduct her over the main. But now she cries out to the Duke, I will go. I have no more need for Signor Del Toro. At the sign of the cross in St. James's Street, where next you go thither to make yourself sweet. By buying of powder, gloves, essence or so, you may chance to get a sight of Signor Del Toro. You would take him at first for no person of note, because he appears in a plain leather coat. But when you his virtues, abilities know, you'll fall down and worship Signor Del Toro. My lady Southesque, heaven prosper her fort, first clothed him in satin, then brought him to court. But his head in the circle he scarcely durst show, so modest a youth was Signor Del Toro. The good lady Suffolk, thinking no harm, had got this poor stranger in under arm. Lady Betty by chance came the secret to know, and from her own mother stole Signor Del Toro. The Countess of Falmouth, of whom people tell, her footmen wear shirts of a guinea an ell, might save that expense if she did but know how last year's swinger Signor Del Toro. By the help of this gallant, the Countess of Rife, against the fierce Harris preserved herself safe. She stifled him almost beneath her pillow, so closely she embraced Signor Del Toro.
Have got a trick to dote on a fool for the sake of his prick. The fops were undone, that their grace is but no, the discretion and vigor of Signor Del Toro. The Duchess of Modena, though she looks so high, with such a gallantous content to lie, and for fear that the English her secrets should know, for a gentleman usher took Signor Del Toro. The Countess of the Cockpit, who knows not her name, she's famous in story for a killing dame. When all her old lovers forsake her, I trow, she'll then be contented with Signor Del Toro. Red Howard, Red Sheldon, and Temple so tall complain of his absence so long from Whitehall. Signor Barnard has promised a journey to go and bring back his countryman, Signor Del Toro. Dol Howard no longer with his highness must range, and therefore has proffered this civil exchange. Her teeth being rotten, she smells best below, and needs must be fitted for Signor Del Toro. St. Albans with wrinkles and smiles in his face, whose kindness to strangers becomes his high place. In his coach and six horses has gone to Burgo to take the fresh air with Signor Del Toro.
We'll be right back.
ladies all of merry England to have been to kiss the Duchess's hand. Pray did you not lately observe in the show a noble Italian god, Signor Del Sole?
Were the signor but known to the citizen fops, he'd keep their fine wives from the foreman of the shops. But the rascals deserve their horns should still grow for burning the Pope and his nephew Del Tom Killigrew's wife, that Holland fine flower, at the sight of the senior did fart and belch sour. And a Dutch, breeding the further to show, says, welcome to England, men off on the go. He civilly came to the cockpit one night and proffered his service to fair Madam Knight. Quoth she, I intrigue with Captain Canzoni, your nose in my arse, good senior Del Tour. The signora sounds safe, ready and dumb as ever was Carol, Carol off up. Then away with these nasty devices and show how you rape the just married off Signor Del Tour. Count Cazzo carries his nose very high and passion he swore his rival to die. Then shut himself up to let the world know flesh and blood could not bear it from Signor Del Tour. A rebel of pricks who were welcome before, now finding the port and he lied at the door, maliciously waited his coming below, and inhumanly fell on Signor Del Tour. Nigh wearied out, the poor stranger did fly, and along the pell-mell they followed full cry. The women concerned from every window cried, for heaven's sake, save Signor Del Tour! Lady Sandy's burst into her laughter to see how the ballocks came wobbling after, and had not their weight retarded the fall. Indeed, had gone hard with Signor Del Tour.